Tonight, we're going to read together as a faith family what is traditionally called the Christmas story. That is the biblical account of Jesus Christ's incarnation, of God the Son becoming a man to dwell with us. We're going to read this together tonight as a faith family because it's important to keep the right focus throughout the holiday season. We can so easily get distracted by all the activities and the festivities of this time of year that we neglect to ever pause, sit in silence, meditate on the wonder of Christ's birth. And if we're not careful, Christmas can come and go in a flash, and we never take the time to simply wonder and worship. And so, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to simply sit together beneath a corporate reading of God's Word concerning the birth of our Messiah, the saving sovereign of all, and respond to those wonderful truths in song. All of you that have speaking parts have the pages where your narration occurs. Okay? Just keep an eye on the slides if we have them. And if not, I'll call out what we need to do. And then that's going to tell you what page you're on and prepare you for when your part occurs. We're going to see if we have slides or not. For everyone else, I just would encourage you to simply sit and listen and sing when the time comes and ponder at what a wonder of glorious truth this is, that the Son of God became a man to enable men to become sons of God. Tonight, let's behold together grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. This is the Christmas story. All right. John 1:1-5 begins this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. John 1:14-18 reads, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. Let's sing together. You know, let's stand and let's sing. Let's go ahead and stand.
In Rome was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming their royal degree. But of lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Thou reignest, Lord, with the living word that shall set thy people free. But with mocking scorn and with crown of thorn, they bear his Calvary. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. shall ring and the angels sing thy victory to victory. Let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. O God, rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, and Zechariah said to the angel,
how shall I enter this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years.
And the angel answered him,
until the day that these things take place.
Stand again.
Dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, Jehovah Israel.
And the people were waiting for Zechariah. And they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife, Elizabeth, conceived. And for 5 months, she kept herself hidden, saying, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said,
"Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying. She tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall
And Mary said to the angel, and the angel answered her,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child of the two people, the child to be born, will be called Holy, the Son of God."
Let's stand again together.
Come.
expected, Jesus. Fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth, Thou art. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. People to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now Thy gracious kingdom bring. By Thine own eternal Spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By Thine all-sufficient power.
And Gabriel said, and Mary said,
Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
And the angel departed her. In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town called town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry. Oh.
Where am I? Oh. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother, my Lord, should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord.
To the world the Lord is come. Heart, prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, wonders of his love. Wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
And Mary said,
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our father, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever.
And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quickly and quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying,
"Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
"Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,"
which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Guarnerius was governor of Syria. And all went out to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The silent stars go by, yet in the dirt street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ was born of Mary, gathered together proclaim the holy birth and praises sing to God the King and peace to men on earth.
When the angels went away from them in heaven, the shepherds said to one another. Oop. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was an angel with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He is pleased."
Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, veiled in flesh. The Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as men with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all He brings, risen with healing in His wings. While He lays His glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
While the angels went away from them in heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Way in the manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where He lay, and little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cow us, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for the purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it's written in the law of the Lord.
Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him according to what is the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said,
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, and you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother,
Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
And there is a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phinehas of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
The world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Father, go Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying,
so far, hill and mountain, moor and mountain, following yon the star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leaning, still proceed. Perfect light, born a king on Bethlehem's plain, God I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, triumphant leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Rank and sense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, home and raising, worship him, God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its better perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in some cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us through the perfect light. Glorious thou, behold, arise, King and God. star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, sun proceeding, guide us to thy perfect.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him,
"In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet."
"In the land of Judah are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying,
"Go, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him."
After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet when shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies him in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Could Christian fear for sinners hear these silent word is pleading? Hell's spears shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him in since gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of kings, salvation. Loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Man.
Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said,
"Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him."
And he rose and took the child and his mother by night, and they departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet,
"Out of Egypt I call my son."
Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all the region who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah.
"A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more.
Christmas Day, their whole familiar carols play. Wild and sweet the words repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom rolled away the broken song, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head, there is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. Wrong shall fail, the right prevail. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then ringing, singing on way, the world revealed the night today, a voice, a chime.
But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, and he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be with the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, and he said to them, and they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Let's stand for this last song.
Christ was born today. God send us before him bow. He is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ was born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. While we hear of endless bliss, Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. Now God opened heaven's door, and man is blessed forevermore. Jesus was born for this, Christ was born for this. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Peace, peace, Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
We didn't really talk about how we were going to end this, so how about I pray and then let's go eat some cookies. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we can join together to read the scriptures together and to sing praises to you about a wonderful time. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for being born in a lowly manger. And thank you for what that meant. I just ask that you would bless this time as we go forth and bless this food to our body's use. In your name, amen.